Okay. What kind of potential attributes do we have for information systems development project success? How many did you come up with?
Well, for example, in this group, we had maybe 7 or 8 attributes.
Okay.
But it's not finance, just brainstorming.
Yeah, so what kind of attributes do you have?
That the system produces as little errors as possible, that it is stable, that it is usable and reusable in different contexts, and then it meets end user satisfaction and meets the projected costs and projected time schedule and high productivity when compared with the context before the system was introduced. So these are at least 7 criteria.
So you were focusing mostly on the quality of the system that is produced.
We categorize them into technical factors, human factors, and economic factors.
Okay, so you have 3 dimensions: technical factors, human factors, and economical factors.
Yes.
Where does the project being on time?
In the economic factor.
The economic means project.
Okay, what are the groups? How did you, what kind of dimensions, what kind of attributes did we have?
Well, we ended up with 4, 7 attributes, but before that we had an assumption that the system that you're talking about is a system that is going to be used in an organization. It's not an information system, for example, on board of ISS, or International Space Agency.
Let's pause for a minute. So you did some kind of I overheard that you were discussing about the context as well. So, and you were discussing about the context.
Yeah, in a way we just assumed it.
Yeah.
So we limited our definition.
Is that a good thing to do?
I think it's a necessary thing.
Why?
Because otherwise the definition that you give is not going to be that much informative. You might end up actually talking about confusing things.
Yeah. So let's think about an engineer who works for the International Space Station and wants to implement an information systems development project there. And let's think about a CEO of a company. Does the term information systems development success mean the same thing for both of these people?
I would argue that no.
Probably not. So some of the concept definitions are context dependent, and that's one of the reasons why you need to, when you define your concepts, you clearly need to get the boundaries on where that concept applies to. So you could say that the ISS, International Space Station, is probably something that's a quite unique context. So we would highlight that, but we also need to highlight, if we want to study information system development projects in companies, that's the success there may mean something different than success in let's say in a municipality or a city. So what is success, for example, if you are, and what is a success in a development project that reads confidential patient data for doctors, and what is the success of a project that treats inventory management, for example. Could be a different thing. Okay.
I just wanted to explain. You have explained it all.
So. Okay, yeah. But let's go and see what kind of dimensions you think or attributes information systems development success has.
Yeah.
So we have basically that the information system has to provide the functionality that it's supposed to provide, and it shouldn't fail off them in providing that functionality in the service. That it meets the organizational goals, that it is developed within budget and schedule, and it is easy to maintain and cost-effective to maintain, and it is also scalable. So these are the seven attributes.
Okay. And did you get to summarizing those attributes in the smaller set of main dimensions?
We just looked at it from the user and the one who is paying perspectives. So those are the two that we summarized.
But, we ended up with a long definition. It's not really that.
Yeah, I think we'll have to revise it to make it short and something that people can remember.
Yeah, you have to go through it over and over. Let's give another context dependent definition. Do you think that the success of a project is the same thing for the vendor, information systems vendor, and the actual users? I would say that not really ever. So if you are an information system developer, the project is successful if the income from the project exceeds the costs. So if you're making a profit from the project, then that's a successful project. For the users, it's the opposite. So if you're the more money you're spending, the less successful the project is. So what success means depends on the context. So every time when you think about a concept or you read a paper, you have to think about what is the context of this how are the concepts defined? And what is the context of the concept definition? And only after that, then you can start to apply the findings to your own research. Because if somebody is studying the success from a vendor perspective and you're studying success from a customer perspective, you're not studying the same thing, even if you're using the same label.
I think you're using a broader term for project and discussing the different things on customer and company side, because when we talk project from customer point of view, we only assess the end product, but from company point of view, we also include the process of development. So that's why we are having difficulties in coming up to a unified definition for both. We are actually talking about two different things.
That is
and
true.
then we need to say that development project has stages with the end product, the final project, and the customer is only relevant to this one, not the rest.
Yeah.
So therefore, the other things like budget, schedule do not apply from customer's perspective.
Yeah, unless the customer pays for the if it goes over budget. Yeah, so depends on the context. So defining your concepts clearly is something that's difficult to. And that's something that is very essential before you start measuring things. Let's say that information systems project, we agree on a definition that has three different dimensions. Whether the system was delivered on time, whether the project was on budget, and whether the system delivered the features that it was supposed to deliver and has high enough technical quality as it is maintained. So we have a budget, time, schedule, and quality. Does it make sense to summarize three dimensions as one number? So it's clearly a multidimensional construct. And if we have multidimensional constructs, then we need to measure each dimension separately. Let's have a break. So you can use the get